And now for the most crucial economic news for today, at least, taxes. Tomorrow is tax day. Now, if you haven't done your taxes just yet, don't panic. We've called in an expert for some last-minute tax advice. Dwight Hunter is managing partner of Exodus Tax and Business Services. Dwight, welcome, and thanks for taking time out of what has to be a very busy day for you today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Taxes must be postmarked by tomorrow's date or e-filed by tomorrow midnight, but every year people wait until the very last minute to turn them in. What are some common mistakes people make when filing their taxes?
Well, the most common mistakes people make are math errors, actually. When incorrectly, and it doesn't compute with what the IRS records say it should be, that's probably the biggest mistake a lot of people make. After that, it's just missing things that, in honesty, they don't really have any way of knowing that they should be claiming: missed deductions, missed credits, and that's just from not knowing enough about their tax situation.
Now, if people listening to the show right now just realize that they have not done their taxes and that they are due tomorrow, what can they do right now to try to finish them on time, or is that even a good idea?
Well, the first thing I always tell people is calm down. Everybody falls into one of three categories. Either A, you are going to get a refund, in which case the deadline doesn't really apply to you. B, you're going to owe, but you actually can afford to pay it, so you're going to need to cut them a check and file an extension and take care of it as quickly as possible. And the third class of people is the ones who are usually the most nervous and upset about it, and that's the ones who think they owe and don't believe they can afford to pay it. Now, those people need to especially calm down and begin to take time to gather their documents so that they can possibly reduce that tax burden as much as possible.
Every year, there are new deductions that people either don't know about or that they fail to take advantage of. There are some new ones for the 2000 tax year, but are any especially important to know?
Well, there are some energy credits out there, and credits are always better than deductions. So if you did some work on a home that made your home more energy efficient, you may qualify for energy credits. Also, people who drive hybrid cars may qualify for energy credits. There are also education credits out there. And there's one change that a lot of people don't know about with charitable contributions. Cash charitable contributions you used to did not have to provide as much documentation for, but the regulations have changed. So a lot of people who have been claiming a large amount of cash charitable donations need to be advised that the IRS may ask for documentation of that.
Here's my final question. We've got about a minute or so. Some people may not get their taxes filed in time by tomorrow. Some may not even file extensions, which would be a problem for them. But the question is this. The stimulus package, which is supposed to provide for citizens a rebate of sort for the government, you can't get that if you don't file your taxes, can you?
You absolutely have to file. And if you don't file by April 15th, that doesn't mean you won't get it. It just means it will be delayed. They'll process it as the returns are coming in. So it's always a good idea to file something because the penalties are worse for non-filers, and there's a good chance the IRS will prepare your taxes for you, which is the worst possible scenario.
Final thing, the government also goes after people who have even small amounts of money and taxes owed, don't they, if they don't pay?
If you don't pay, the penalties and interest begin to add up, so small amounts turn into large amounts rather quickly. And the IRS is, just like any other collection agency, they're really good and really persistent about taking all their remedies to get their money.
They want their money. Dwight Hunter, thank you so much. Dwight Hunter is managing partner of Exodus Tax and Business Services. He joined us by phone from his office in Atlanta.